It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
What an incredible show we have in store for you today. By the way, those that are watching on YouTube, you probably wonder, what an incredible experience you see F-16 flight simulators behind me. What in the world is going on? This incredible show tonight. Well, again, if you're listening to it on the radio, no worries. The YouTube episode will be up in short order. This is the Mind Your Business show coming to you on 710 WOR and the powerful iHeartRadio network. By the way, a special thank you to all the great listeners out there. We are once again number 3 in the New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, number 3, top 10 New York AM radio. How cool is that? And that is because we have great guests week in and week out. Recently, we had Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. And we've had so many other incredible guests on this program. But I got to get through my intro pretty quickly because we have some amazing experience tonight. Before I do, a special shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role. Thank you, great team at 710 WOR. Thank you, Zeb Brenner, for the shout out. And for all those that stopped me all over, wherever I go, about giving me great feedback about the show. And also the business class clips. Of course, there's going to be many clips from tonight's show because tonight's show focuses on great leadership and how to transplant that to a great team. Without further ado, Kobe Regev, the CEO of The Squadron. The Squadron was established 5 years ago, 2018, with the mission to help senior management and business teams unleash the best version of themselves. Now, they model it after the Israeli Air Force. Kobe, what was your top title in the Israeli Air Force?
Well, I'm a retired colonel in the Israeli Air Force. I commanded the 2F-16 squadron and did some cool things. Very excited career.
And what's amazing, we're going to get to in tonight's show, is how you transplanted that. You translated your entire life experience, and you're helping so many businesses out there, corporate businesses, and if I might say, many Fortune 500. I mean, we'll get to it later in the interview, but my understanding is that, I mean, among your clients are Google, Microsoft, Amazon. So you're servicing the top tier of corporate America.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we just celebrated, Yitzhak, the 1,300 different companies doing workshop in the squadron. For example, Google did 31 session in the squadron in Israel. This is one company after 1,300. So we have a lot of experience. And now we're bringing it to the US.
Amazing. So on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about leadership, team building, corporate culture. Kobe, of course, welcome to Mind Your Business. Tell us a little bit about your background. Now, again, the whole show is it's less than an hour. So I know you could talk for an hour about your experience, but in three to five minutes, tell us about your background, starting off going back to when you were 18.
Yeah. So I was born and raised in Israel. I'm married to Idmit. I have three boys.
Amazing.
And my relevant background, I'm an F-16 pilot in the Israeli Air Force, and I served for 32 years. And, you know, I serve in the Israeli Air Force, which operate in a very dense and very dangerous environment in the Middle East.
Yeah.
So most of my career, I was commanding positions. I did some cool things in the headquarters. My last assignment was in Italy. I was 3 years Israel defense attaché to Italy, and then I retired. I retired 6 years ago. And during my service, I flew Israeli robotic team, did a lot of operational mission. I flew F-16 around 4,500 times. Hundreds of them were operational missions, and some of them were very, 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 very dangerous. You know, in Israel, this is not a work. This is we serve our country. We serve our families. We protect the state of Israel. We protect our families. You know, for example, during the Second Lebanese War, I was a squadron commander, and actually I was stopping some of the missiles that was fired from Lebanon toward Haifa, where my mother and father and my sister lived. So in Israel, this is a very intimate environment, so it is much more than just a work. It's a service to the state of Israel and protecting our families and friends.
So now, at what point did you get the aha moment? Say, you know what? I'm in the military here for decades, and I'm going to be moving on, but I'm not hanging up my cleats, as it's a, as the expression goes in America. You know, you hang up your baseball shoes and like, okay, I'm done, I'm retiring. No, I'm going to translate and bring my life experience and apply it to the business world.
Yeah.
When did you get that aha moment? When did you get the idea, like, because now we're hearing this amazing experience in Lower Manhattan. You know, it took vision.
Sure. So the idea of the squadron started around 15 years ago when I commanded my F-16 squadron in Hatzor Air Force Base. And during my service, we had a lot of visitors coming to the squadrons. Mm-hmm. Civilians, they come to see what we are doing and how we are doing. And Yitzhak, they were keep asking me, Kobi, what do you think make the Israeli Air Force one of the leading air forces around the world? And I was keep on saying that it's not the technology, it's not the aircraft, it's the people. The people make the difference. And what make people excellent is the environment, the culture that they live in, that allow mechanism of excellence to flourish. So again, the Israeli Air Force doesn't do everything perfect, but to take human resources and to elevate it, is doing it very, very well. Because everything, Yitzhak, depends on how you work as a team, how you create a continuous mechanism to improve yourself, mm-hmm. how you overcome failure, how you lead, how you plan and execute. And this is exactly what makes the Israeli Air Force one of the best. And this is exactly what we have created here. So 15 years ago, I said, I need to bring it for youth. So when I started writing the business plan, we'll speak about it later, it was focused on youth. But then I said, no, we can teach corporates. We can bring also private customers for a personal experience. So this is how it evolved, but the seeds were around 15 years ago.
Now, fast forward, 2023. Some of your top clients include, we name dropped before, Google, Microsoft, Amazon. What do they see? Like, what's the pitch to say to corporate America? Say, hey, I'm going to apply the experience, what I learned for decades in the Israeli Air Force, and I could bring it to an experience to make your company excel, to have a great corporate culture, team building, problem solving. Can you explain that amazing world that you opened up?
Yes. So there are many ways to teach corporates to be better. You can teach management skills through case history and look for the future. But we believe, and I believe, that in order to teach and to learn critical decision making for top management, you cannot do it the same way. You need a different platform. And this is exactly what we have created here. We created a platform which is a real time, dynamic, fun, exciting.
Right.
This is a platform for you to learn methodologies,
right?
To learn habits, behavior, tools that will allow you to excel, to be a better version of themselves. And this is exactly what we are doing here. So we have added the simulation as a part of the learning process. This is not theoretical,
right?
This is combining theoretical with the real time. We measure your improvement rate and we let you see that by doing and experience in real time, the methodology allow you really to excel and to do crazy thing. And this is in a very challenging and almost impossible situation. This is F-35s. You need years. No. But everything is, we do professionally, we use methodologies, and in the end, we give a lot of value. There is a lot of similarity between flying an F-35 or managing a squadron and the real businesses outside. And this is exactly what we do here.
Kobi Regev, the CEO of the squadron. What's the website that people can go to and find out more information?
Well, our website is thesquadron.com. You can go in. There's a lot of information about our squadron, about our programs, about our topics. And also for private customers, you can book online. You can come on weekends, on the evenings, and be a part of this adventure.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind your business on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR. And a special shout out to all those watching us on YouTube. Tonight's show is this is really incredible. Kobi Regev, he led a squadron division in the Israeli Air Force. He was part of it for 3 decades. Learned what you have to learn to stay alive and to lead and to build. And he took all his life experience and built a squadron a number of years ago. Squadron, by the way, has 2 locations. There's a location in Tel Aviv in Israel and in downtown Manhattan, New York City, the heart of it all. And in case you missed the first part of the interview, where were you? Okay, but by Monday morning, the podcast is up and the YouTube will be up in short order. Kobi Regev, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It's a great being here.
Thank you. And by the way, what's really special for all those watching on YouTube, we recorded here at the squadron for such an experience. We had to come on site and see this and experience it. Also, special shout out to Kim. Thank you for coordinating everything. You have a great team.
Thanks.
And I would imagine you do. And we're going to get to that. I mean, like, you gotta ace it with your own team since you're building teams like Google and Microsoft, et cetera. Walk us through the process of an actual course, please.
Yeah. So we have different courses, a 1 day, a few days, half a day. I will give you an example for a full day workshop. So there are 4 parts for each workshop. The first part is that we are in contact with the CEO around 2 weeks before they come here. We try to understand what is the reason, what ache we need to answer. And we set the objectives, the mission, and we are getting ready for their arrival here. And usually we are tailoring made the process according to the need of the company. So when a company comes here, they come very happy. It's in a 7 World Trade Center. It's a beautiful building.
Stunning.
Very exciting. And once you enter the squadron, you register, you put your fly suits, you take picture, and in a lot of ways, it's one of the peaks
right.
of this experience because it's lucrative and is a great souvenir for the future. And then we have three main parts. So, for example, if the subject is team building, so the first element is we are going to put you inside a briefing room. In 25 minutes, we are going to teach you how to steer an F-35. It's a huge challenge. It's not years, of course. 25 minutes, we're going to teach you how to steer F-35, stick, throttle, speed, and altitude. We give you mission and objectives, and we send you here to this beautiful simulator hall, and we put you in inside the simulator. We have a simulator instructor help you challenge your missions. We help you to become better. And you fly the mission. Mission is around 20 minutes. And after you finish, the simulator give you a score depending on your performance. And later on, this course will allow us, this score will allow us to measure your improvement rate from flight to flight, depend on the process that we are doing. So you're going to fly. We're going to go back to the briefing room.
Okay.
Each one has a different score. You know, God is giving us different abilities.
That's
so
right.
One can do 500, one can do 1,000. This is not the issue. This is the baseline. And everything starts here. Because once we go to the debriefing room, we analyze, we look at the videos, we look how you did, we are structuring the methodology of the process, and we send you back here to fly. And once you fly, we measure how better you will become comparing to yourself. It's like, we are not comparing, you are not comparing to each other. You need to be a better version of yourself. And it enables us to demonstrate to you, if you work according to our methodologies, you improve your performance from flight to flight, not in 10-20%, is 3-4 times more. And this is overwhelming, this achievement. So this is the first part. You learn methodologies, you practice, you plan mission, excitement, flights. The second part, we go one floor higher.
Okay.
We speak about the culture. The culture need to be created in your organization to allow those mechanism of learning, of debriefing, of teamwork to flourish. Last phase is the analysis phase. We try to understand what we can take from the half day and what elements we can implement in your organization. So this is a full process of teaching you the methodologies, giving you the aspect of the culture, and then the practical tools, how you can do it in your organization.
What I love about what you said, and it's so important, is that there's even a discovery phase. You have a conversation with the CEO, with senior management beforehand.
Yeah.
What are the pain points? What do you want addressed during this? It's not just, okay, you're renting and you're coming to a flight simulator. You have to realize signing up for the squadron is, we want to understand, what are we looking to solve? What are the challenges in your particular environment that we need to solve? That's part of the engagement.
Sure. This is why we are effective, because we are tailoring the events, the structure of the workshop according to your needs. Who do you want to connect? What type of aches we need to answer?
Right.
And also, how is the CEO wants to interact through the process, whether he wants to give the lead to other persons or not. So there is a lot of things you need to speak before coming here.
Now, Kobe, an interesting question. Before, you mentioned that you actually dress them up in the proper flight uniform. Why is that so important?
It's a great question. First of all, it's look great and it's
absolutely
fun. Okay? From experience point of view, it's great. You put top gun jackets.
That's right.
You take picture and this is great. But the idea behind it is that once you come to the squadron, everybody is equal, because this is a new world, new domain. This is F-35 experience. Nobody has an advantage. Once you put the fly suits on, you are part of the team. Okay, it lower your ego and it enable you to create a structure in which to make mistakes here, it's okay. Nobody will fire you. It's just a mechanism to be better and better. So this is the idea of the fly suits.
That's a great answer. By the way, I mean, flight simulators, I imagine you could take off from anywhere in the world. Is that correct?
Yes. You can fly from Israel, from Jerusalem, from Tel Aviv, from New York, from Hawaii, Las Vegas, Yosemite Park, San Francisco area, whatever you want. But remember, the experience is just the mean. Okay? It's just the mean. So it doesn't important if you do the mission in Israel or New York, whatever makes you comfortable, it is great. Today, most of our flights we are doing here from the US because this is what our customers want, but we can fly all over the world.
And by the way, does it have an impact on the actual learning experience? Or like you mentioned, it's a mechanism. Fly where you want to fly because that's your, you know, emotional makeup. But at the end of the day, the result, you know, the way you score people will ultimately be the same, whether you're flying over the Middle East or you're flying over America.
Because the only issue that matters is not the terrain, it's the mission, how you create mission. And we create a peaceful mission. This is not a military engagement whatsoever. And the same mission can happen over Nevada, Jerusalem, or Europe.
Now, Kobi, I'm so curious. Is there any difference in the learning experience for Israelis? I mean, because you have a center in Tel Aviv and you have a center here in New York City. Is there any difference in terms of, you service, you know, corporate America and corporations around the world? Any difference?
Look, we are quite similar. We are sharing the same values, the same behaviors. We like the same things. And in Israel, we are doing a lot of activity for corporates that bring their peers from abroad. So we have a lot of experience with working with Americans. So in general, we are alike. The niche in the end that for example, Israeli, we are highly acceptable for if people make comments to us or criticize us. It's a part of who we are. We like it. It's great. It's a mechanism to be better.
The Israeli thing.
Yeah, the Israeli thing. I noticed here in the US, it's a little bit more challenging and you have to be very accurate on how you phrase a criticism or lesson learned to America, because some of them can maybe think that it created disadvantage for you. Somebody can fire you if you do mistakes or sue you or whatever. But this is why the squadron is also relevant here, because again, we are creating a situation in the sense that it's okay to make mistakes. Don't do the mistake that you did before. Right. You can do new ones, not the one that you make before.
Great.
But a mistake, it's a part of the learning process and the drive to be better and better. You know, people ask me, what is excellence? Excellence is not a description of a situation. You are excellence. No. The excellence is the drive, the motivation, the urge to be better. Excellent. If your company is good, you want to be very good. If your company is very good, you want to be excellent. You want to be excellent plus. So excellent is the drive, is the passion. And this is exactly what we teach her. It's a continuous improvement. You know, in today's challenge markets, the challenges in the markets, it's not enough to be the best. You need to be better and better. Otherwise, your competitor will eat you alive.
And by the way, just before we go to a commercial break, what does the squadron represent in terms of Israel?
Well, we see ourselves as the beautiful face of Israel. Personally, I spent some time abroad as an Israel delegation. And you know, Israel is a hard state to explain what is going on in the Middle East. You know, you hear the news and you can think that terrible things happen. But Israel is a wonderful place to live. A lot of innovation. And this is exactly what we do. In my eye, we build like an embassy of Israel. We bring the innovation. We bring the beautiful face of Israel. And what we call Or LaGoyim, lights, to everybody else.
That's right. Very beautiful. Before we go to a commercial break, how can people find out more about the amazing experience, The Squadron?
Sure. So go to our website. It's www.thesquadron.com. You can find all of the information and you can book online also for private customers. There is a phone and email and all the rest is on our website. So go and check it out.
Amazing. I'm here with Kobe Regev. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There is a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. And we're recording live from the headquarters of The Squadron in America, Lower Manhattan, The Squadron. And I'm here with the CEO, Kobe Regev. What an incredible experience this show is. And we're talking about, I mean, every single week we provide incredible business content, but this week is just like, you know, soaring, no pun intended, but it's, you know, we're talking about teamwork, corporate culture, excellence, leadership, and Kobe could speak to that. He was an Israeli Air Force squadron commander.
Sure.
And I mean, and he was there for over 3 decades. So, and he then transferred that experience into something and applied it to Fortune 500 companies. Among the clients that are that the squadron services is Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and of course so many others, and small businesses as well. Someone out there is thinking like, oh, it's only for Fortune 500 companies. No, visit thesquadron.com, and tonight's show brought to you in part by thesquadron.com, and you could see that they service small businesses. You want to go, like Kobe said before the break, from good to great. This is the way to do it. And by the way, it also is an incredible opportunity for families. Let's say a family wants to go on an outing, 10 members of the family, 20 members. Now, I know the obvious question is, okay, how young is the youngest? Again, you service all the child in all of us, but yes. How young is the youngest individual that you would say could really appreciate this experience?
Sure. So the age limit is 12 and above.
Okay.
Lower than that, children are coming here just to play with F-35, and this is not an arcade because everything is quite serious. So, because you have to understand, this is a real military-grade simulator. This is operated by Lockheed Martin software, so this is the real thing, and you need to know what to do. And we always, a part of our activity, we are going to do debriefing sessions. So for lower than 12, it's a little bit too much. From the age of bat, bar mitzvah, it's right. The perfect. We give them for the first time to do things as a grown-up. So this is a great experience. And by the way, Yitzhak, I don't know if you know, this is today the biggest simulator center in the world.
Wow.
We have 22 F-35 simulators, full military simulators. Just for you to understand the magnitude of this number is if you take all of the simulators, F-35 simulators around the world, we have doubled this amount.
And like you said, Lockheed Martin, this is the real thing.
The real thing. The real software. When you fly here, this is the real engine of F-35, which is, you know, before the squadron, it was almost impossible to even understand and know how a cockpit of F-35 look like. Okay, this is, you can do it only on the squadron at 7 World Trade Center.
Now, this is an interesting question. I hope it's not a delicate question. And that is, you know, there are companies out there. There are many companies that still have a remote workforce. And we're not going to get into the, you know, the benefits and people working in the office, out of the office. But the fact is there are many companies that still have a portion of the workforce remote.
Yes.
How does the squadron service that? Does everyone need to be here? Can some individuals log in and then still be part of the experience?
Yes.
Do you offer that?
Yes. So, because we are now running for 5 years, we have seen companies before, pre and post COVID.
Right.
Post COVID, you know, today it has its own challenges. People are still in their houses, not coming to the office. And the main challenge of this, Yitzhak, is usually for the executive and top executive to influence the workers, to lead the workers, because they are not physically in the offices. Very difficult to interact and really to influence your workers through two-dimension media, like a Zoom or emails or whatever. So after we recognize this challenge, we've decided to really extend our reach. And today we can reach workers all around the world. Mm-hmm. So today, the facility that you see here, this is where we are broadcasting from, has no physical borders. Okay. And we have created technologies that allow us to communicate with people all around the world. We use Amazon Web Service in order to create a simulator just near your house, near your office, even if you are in the West Coast, in the Far East or the Middle East. So, and we can interact as is you are in the squadron. So we're doing a lot of blended training. It means that part of the company physically come here, part of the company join through the online because they cannot come here, and we create an atmosphere, a learning experience that you and them can feel that you are in the same mission, the same environment, and it enables executive to speak with workers on different level, not just about work and what you need to be created, but how to work better as a team. How we can overcome failures, about other issues that is not just relevant for the daily work. And this is a huge experience and advantage that we have right now in the squadron.
Now, this particular question, I think you touched on earlier, the fact that even before a company comes down, you have meaningful conversations with the CEO, senior management.
Yes.
My question is, certain workplace environments, the environment in certain workplaces, they tend to shift. They tend to change. There are different challenges that come up. Does your corporate solution avail and adapt? That's the question I'm looking at. That's the word I'm looking for. Can you easily adapt to solve the particular challenges of any given company?
Sure. So there are two main reasons why a company comes here. The first one is that there is some issue that there's a challenge, a problem mm-hmm. in the company. Mm-hmm. They recognize it and they want to take care of it. Okay. Sometimes it can happen that they have some kind of failure and they see, okay, let's see how we can professionally, emotionally go forward right. and move quickly. Right. So they come to the squadron for a specific need. Sometimes they have a problem with the teamwork between departments, inside the department, in different versions. So they say, okay, this is our challenge. Let's come to the squadron and reunite and learn some issues that help us be better. And you know, the other reason is that people say, look, we heard that you have a great mechanism to continuous improvement and we want to learn about it.
Right.
Okay. We heard that you have a great process of planning and execution. So now we are starting planning for next year. So before we start our long-term work plan, let's come to the squadron, see how you do it, and maybe it will help us on the future. And of course, as I said before, in the end of the day, each squadron, you know, Itzhak, we did 10,000 workshops. 10,000. Each workshop look different, little bit different.
Wow.
The program, the length, the topics, the way we structure the flight, the way we structure the teams that are planning. We have many, many elements that we can influence to better tailor-made the workshop just for your need.
I'm afraid to ask how many corporate executives are asking, I got to deal with workplace burnout.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is something that needs to be addressed. Can I ask, how does your experience when a company comes to the squadron, what's your method for addressing workplace burnout?
It's a very good question. You know, the average work time for a worker today is between 1 and 1.5 years. There are many reasons. One of them you just touched. And I believe that in order for a worker to maintain for longer period in the workplace mm-hmm. and not to feel burnout, is the feeling that you are important for the company. You are part of something big. Mm-hmm. And you want to see that the company invests a lot of resources for you. You give to the company a lot, but the company give you much more. And I'm not speaking about money. And I'm speaking about the investing in the human capital. You want to feel that the company really sends you for top courses that allow you not just to be a better marketing manager or a profession. Because the company looks in a higher level. They want to give you tools for you, better version of yourself. To gain some soft skills for you to be more robust, more agile. It can help you on the workplace, but it can help you also in your private life. And this is exactly what the squadron offers. Once the team come into the squadron, they say, wow, my company paid a lot of money.
That's right.
They send me for a full day. So it means that I am important.
Right. They believe in me.
I max and different
right.
for this company.
That's right.
And then people usually are giving more than they get. So this is the idea of what the squadron can contribute to those challenges that you just mentioned.
Amazing. Amazing. It's so true. It's so true. Wow. Companies need to, companies realize this. Obviously, the best companies out there realize this and invest in their team.
Yes.
Wow. And by the way, just to hold on to this, the cost for holding on to an employee, retention, is
sure.
so much less than going through and training. So if a company says, oh, well, I'll just have turnover, I'll deal with it. How much does that cost the company in terms of money and headache?
Completely agreed. Completely agreed.
Before we go to a commercial break, how could people find out more about this incredible experience that you service small businesses and all the way up to companies like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon?
Sure. So, www.thesquadron.com. Go there. All of the information will be in front of you. You can book online and come to the Squadron for a great experience.
And by the way, your location. I mean, if someone's coming with mass transit, it's like everything, you know, almost every train line here in Manhattan coming. Yeah. And it's accessible or amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And a special shout out to all those watching on YouTube. My guest, Kobi Regev, the CEO of the Squadron. What an incredible story he's sharing and how he took his life experience in the Israeli Air Force and applied it to corporate America and companies worldwide. By the way, Kobi, I hope it's okay if I ask you a little bit of a personal question. You service, you had mentioned Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and small businesses. And so how do you apply these skills in your own company? I mean, this is an amazing space that you have here at 7 World Trade Center. Is it okay that I put you on the spot like this?
Sure.
Okay.
So this is just a matter of how I applied it in my organization, but also in my personal life. So I think the Air Force has created in me a culture that I always ask myself questions, a debriefing question. For example, if I go with my son and we hike in the north, when we come back home, we are doing a very short debriefing.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a little bit too much, but we always want to be better on the next stage. You know, when we created the squadron, we established the squadron when the construction site began in Israel. Again, everything was new.
Right.
So we brought the constructions and the team.
Right.
And you know what we did each morning? We did a briefing for the workers that are not used to these kinds of mentality.
That's right, they just show up.
So for the first 2 weeks, Yitzhak, they told me, Kobi, you are crazy. What are we doing? You know what happened after 2 weeks? We cannot start the day because there was not a briefing.
Wow.
And each day in the evening, we did a very short, it's a 5-10 minutes debriefing session. And we try to learn one thing that we are going to do better for the next morning. So this is the only way that you can create such a complex, an incredible project, high with a lot of technology and content, and finish on time and on budget.
Wow.
And you know what, Itzhak? Personally, when we finish this interview, I will go with Kim and we will debrief ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I will try to understand I can be better, because for sure I made at least five mistakes during this interview.
Great.
But later on, I will reflect with Kim, and because I want to be better on my next interview.
By the way, something you shared earlier in the interview, which made a great impact. Say, it's okay to make a mistake, but not to make the same mistake again.
Yes. And this is quite stressful. You know, today I'm an instructor in the Israeli academic course. And I see, and you know, sometimes as I go back from a day that I instruct in Hatzerim Air Force Base, and at the time it's like, I don't believe that I made it. Not because it's hard physically, because the idea that if you make the same mistake twice, you go out.
Yeah.
Very and highly stressful.
Yeah.
You make a mistake, you debrief yourself, don't do the same mistake. It's a lot of pressure, but it's the only way to continue progress and be better in time.
Now, Kobi, I mean, earlier in the show, I think you had shared that you're 55. You started the squadron 5 years ago. That means, now, again, some of the thinking behind it started 15 years ago, but you know, putting shovel in the ground, as the expression goes, happened 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bit daunting. Listen, it's not old to start at 50, but like, that's pretty, it's
unusual.
Pretty gutsy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very gutsy.
Yes. Look, there are advantages and disadvantages for everything in life. The advantages is that now you are a part of a group of founders groups that most of them are in the age of 20, 35. So we are going to a lot of events together, and I always feel young.
That's great.
And it keep me motivated. And you know, we are, even the challenges are the same. The challenges that they face and I face are quite the same. How to build, what courage do you need, raising capital, how to expand,
right.
And those kinds of elements are very, very, in the other end, today I'm much more having different experience, I'm much cooler, I have a lot of senior friends that
right.
can give me some good ideas
right.
and good suggestions, but, you know, but in this age, the most challenging issue is go through one career that I finished 6 years ago
right.
as a military guy.
Right.
That military is commands, structures, regulations. You are not touching money, you are touching budget. Your end game is to create security.
Right.
Very, very different from the civil domain, and how you translate everything to the civil domain. And this was a great challenge to me, and I'm happy that I did it very, very quickly.
Amazing. Wow. You know, going back to your military career, you worked in an environment where there was zero room for error. You had to be perfect.
Yes.
You're now bringing that to corporate America. Perhaps you could talk about, I just really, you know, to hold on to that, like, okay, in most cases, if a person makes a mistake in the corporate environment, nobody's going to die as a result. You were in an environment where people would, God forbid, die as a result. Can you perhaps talk about, you know, translating that from, you know, that real live or, you know, life and death situation and again, bringing it alive in the workplace environment?
I think that DEI can happen in the military, but it can happen also in business. The business can DEI. So F-35, F-16 fly 600 knots, 300 meters per second. It doesn't stop. You are continuously flying. You have to take decision. It doesn't stop. You have to take decisions. Very dynamic. You have to change the plan. Be reactive. Be robust. And this is exactly how I see businesses today, especially when the markets are unstable.
Yeah, volatile.
Everything is dynamic. And this is exactly how business should run. It never stops. Can always be better. And this is the similarity of what I did in F-16 and what is a business. And if you are not moving forward, dynamic, as flying F-35, your business will decline. Okay? So this is the message in this topic.
Kobe, as we approach the close, perhaps you can explain, and just, you know, jumping in took a tremendous amount of courage and, as we said, gutsiness and determination. What is like a benchmark for you on a day? Again, you said you do we call it a postmortem, a debriefing. At the end of the day, as you raise the bar for corporations, corporate America, small businesses, what's something that, like, you walk home at the end of the day, say, you know, we aced it, we were successful today? What does success look like for you, for your clients, at the end of every single day?
This is a great question. So we have two objectives for me for a success. First of all, if people go happy, okay, I'm happy. To bring joy, excitement, the ability that you can fly F-35. If I flew F-35, I can do everything. Wow. So this experience is great. And my second objective is to bring values, to bring in added value to private customers or for a company, that he learns something about himself. He learned a tool that allow him to do an incredible, unbelievable way from the beginning when he came here, right, until the end of the day. And if he say, look, this tool, I need to do something with this in my life.
Right.
This is a great achievement for one day. And this is exactly what happened. We see people going out happy, much more united, with more self-confidence, because it brings you, I did it. I flew. Wow, I was successful. And we learn something with value. For me, this is exactly what I dreamed when I established the squadron.
You know, it's amazing that even aside from, let's say, the scores from flight to flight, but you could actually see it. Like, you see people sometimes coming, yes, in, they may be a little stiff, and like,
yes,
you see it right away with your experience. And they're walking out, you know, they're loose, they're excited. You could see it.
Sure.
Aside from scores on a screen.
Sure. And this makes me happy. It means, and remember, this is in huge numbers. In Israel, 10,000 workshops. Each workshop, it's 20, 40, 60 people. They go up, out. They're happy. They learn something about themselves. You know, this is a center that does good for people. And we want to change the needle in the sense that we want to bring a culture of excellence for companies. I don't know, Itzhak, an organization around the world, wow, they did 10,000 workshops in the period of 4.5 years. No way. In Israel, each day we have 10 companies. So it allows us, if you ask me, it allows us to change the needle, not a little bit, maybe a more, on bringing true value for companies to be better versions of themselves. Better worker, better team, better company.
And of course, that translates tremendously into the bottom line, into the financial results of a company.
Sure.
Lower turnover, more productivity. I mean, it's priceless.
Sure.
Priceless. Totally. Before I let you go, how could people find out more about The Squadron?
Sure. Go online. TheSquadron.com. We are located in 7 World Trade Center, 10th floor. You can see all of the information on our website. You can also book as a private customers. We are looking forward seeing you here, expressing joy, learning things about yourself, and be a part of the excitement of The Squadron that within a few years is going to be all around the U.S. and maybe around the world. Thank you very much, Yitzhak.
Wow, what an incredible show. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR. Again, by Monday morning, this will be up on the podcast channel. In around a week or so, this will be up on YouTube. And you can experience this incredible show that we talked about leadership, team building, corporate culture, and how Kobe Regev and The Squadron applies it to companies like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and so many other small businesses around the world. This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.